The gospel trains are coming. I hear it just at hand. Get on board, little children. There's room for plenty more. Get on board, little children. There's room for plenty more.
Underground Railroad, Escape to Freedom is a book, audio, and board game for children. The book and audio were researched and recorded on location following the routes of the Underground Railroad. With action and adventure as key elements, the experiential board game uses Underground Railroad lore, nature signs, survival skills, and African American spirituals, now known to be secret codes, to engage children in history, foster understanding, and sharpen critical thinking skills. Award-winning journalist, historian, and producer Dr. Janice Adams is the author of 10 books and publisher of Backpacks, Children's Media, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, it's my delight to be here.
I love when you're here. You always have cool things to talk about.
Thank you.
So this is a cool thing. This is Underground Railroad. How did this all come to be for you?
Actually, the Backpack series has a genesis that goes back, but specifically on the Underground Railroad. I just thought it is one of the most exciting episodes in American history. We've just come through this amazing election, and I obviously planned this before, but I think it's also one of the rare moments, episodes in American history where people come together across demographic divides in pursuit of justice and human rights right here at home. It's an opportunity for children to learn what it means to overcome against the odds, you know, against terrible odds and still come out. Mm-hmm. It's also amazingly a nonviolent movement.
And that is what's so important. You know, you came to us and called in during our series, our equality series.
Mm.
And that's how we found out about this amazing project. And I was struck by the fact, because we were talking about this issue of, okay, well, here is our history and here is the problem. And then the final section is, well, what do we do about it?
Exactly.
What can we use from our history and lessons that we've learned, assuming we have learned lessons, and cross that often bitter divide? And you called in, and we found out about this project, and it really all does fit together because for two reasons. One, we learn a lot about this in this particular project about the history, but the other component is letting young people know about this history.
Letting young people know about this history, and I must go back and say, yes, I am an absolutely devoted listener to WAMC. So that's how I happened to hear it. But yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, as history is taught, it's usually very distancing. You know, it's this grand design and we only hear about the generals. And, you know, I think that when we hear about the generals and the wars, we're talking about the failures of society, not the high points of society.
Right.
So how do we really begin to talk about the strengths of society, the strengths of human beings, how people can come together? That's what I wanted to do with this Underground Railroad game. I mean, we have the depths. Right now, we have the Lincoln movie and we have this wonderful new Jefferson book. When do we really talk about slavery? And how do we really talk about slavery? How do we talk about it as really an absence of a moral climate? Okay? But that's not how we can engage children in it. We can engage children in it by identifying with people, by showing real struggles that people go through that they will identify with, and that you can come out on top in the end. That's part of what children need to know. What we need to know as adults is that something else is possible. And I think that's what I liked about the series that you did. We are so mired in the negative. I mean, you know, we all want to say, well, if we're going off this fiscal cliff, let's go off already. You know, I mean, let's do something else. Come on. You know, there are hungry people out here. You know, there's something else to talk about. But instead, you know, we're talking about our dysfunction. Where do we talk about our function?
You know, you bring up a great point because it seems to me as if there is a disconnect, because we as a media gobbling people are being attracted to things like Lincoln, like the John Meacham book, which you mentioned, mm-hmm. on Jefferson. And certainly we can find certain faults in those, and maybe this character should have been stronger, or maybe that issue should have been underlined more. But the fact that people are going and seeing it and reading it and having a link to history, to me, is only a good thing.
It's a good thing. We're asking questions when we do that.
Absolutely. And the fact also in both those cases that they're being done in a beautiful style. You know, they're being well done and well presented, more so than as the New York Post very simply put it, C-SPAN with whiskers. In the case of Lincoln,
we've come to expect that and less from the New York Post.
So where do you think the disconnect comes? Because we as people, when you put it out there in the marketplace, people they consume it, and yet there seems to be why doesn't that then. We take the next step and actually do something about it. Well, where is the, because I came out of Lincoln inspired. I come out of reading the John Meacham book inspired. But then there's that next step.
There's the next step. Also, you know, it has to appeal to all of our senses. When I decided to do this backpack series for children, the whole premise of the series is history and culture, using travel and adventure as lures to engage kids into history and culture,
right,
to invite children into history and culture. But when I did it, when I first started getting engaged in African-American history, and I'm part of that history as well as having written about that history. But when I started doing that, so much was almost like a pamphleteer kind of thing because we didn't have the mechanism. Other senses have to be fed more than just information. That's what the Lincoln film does so exquisitely. It is a powerful, powerful movie that only the depth of experience of a Steven Spielberg could bring off. John Meacham does the same thing with his account. I've tried to do that kind of appeal to all of our senses when I approach children's material as well. So that, you know, the Underground Railroad book audio game, I mean, the fun thing, and I have to share with you some of the cards.
So this comes in a box. I just want people to explain to this comes in a box. And then, as I said, there are the books, there's the board game, and then the CDs. So you, and these all work
and your,
together.
And your mini backpack. What you have here is the edition that libraries are using to do discussion groups. That's why I brought this edition.
Sort of
but when you, what do you need to know about the Underground Railroad? Yeah, we need to know that it was a difficult time in American history. But look at that. What are you learning? You're
not
learning
just
something
a song.
Else.
I've all God's children got wings.
Handed Joe a playing card from the game.
And then all God's children got wings. I've got wings. You've got wings. All God's children got wings. Everybody talking about heaven. Ain't going there, heaven. And then it says, danger, not everyone who talks freedom is your friend.
Because now we know that the historic traditional African-American spirituals were codes of the Underground Railroad. That's something people didn't realize. So that card now engages your sense of music. You get the poetry of the language. You get to decode it in the books. I've shown that you look at the book one way. Each book begins with a spiritual in the upper right-hand corner. As the title of the two-page spread, you flip it around upside down, and you learn how to decode that spiritual in the code.
Oh, yeah.
So there are other ways to engage us than also hammering us over the head with these facts. This the mind, my mother tells the story that when she came home from school one day, she was the bright little thing, and she said, Daddy, you know what I learned in school? Teacher says that man, at that point they weren't saying men and women, but man needs food, clothing, and shelter to survive. And my grandfather said, and what else? And she said, well, that's what teacher said. He said, no, man needs music because man has a soul.
Mm.
And she told that story for her 85 years.
And that's why you are the way you are. Right? That's how.
Thank you.
That kind of upbringing. You know, I mean, that's what we need to be told.
Yes, and we need the favor. I think what that story tells, thank you, is my grandfather, his view of life, but it was also the favor that he gave his daughter to take her seriously.
Right.
And to give her the nurturing, and then she passed it down to me. And that's something that we have to give each other, which we talked about those wonderful books. We talked about the series. We talk about the work you do here every day. We give each other something else, something nourishing.
We are talking to Dr. Janice Adams about this wonderful series called Underground Railroad: Escape to Freedom. It's a book, audio, and board game, and part of their Backpack series. What I think is interesting, and you mentioned this at the very beginning, and I think it's such a good point, and I just don't want it to be lost, is that this nonviolent, we did this through nonviolence, this nonviolent approach, because so often when we talk about history, we talk about the wars that we've won, and we thump our chests and say, oh, good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that, oh, good for us, but it is to say that there are other battles won that are not won on the battlefield.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a difficult conversation to have because, of course, we don't want to dishonor those who have been on
Absolutely.
The actual battlefield. But at the same point, at some point, we have to cut through and say, when we hit the battlefield, it is because we have failed as human beings. Our higher human sense, our higher powers of logic have failed, and all we can do is see who can kill each other the most. That's not what we should be gravitating around as to how we measure ourselves in our society.
Mm.
So here we are. We have man needs music. Man has a soul. Man needs things that man and woman and child need things that fuel our imagination. That's what I loved about doing this series. And I'm going to tell you a few stories from the series. We opened with hearing one of the opening track from the Underground Railroad, and I hope we'll get to play a few more clips. But, you know, when I did this, I started the Backpack series many years ago when an incident happened with my own children. They were three. They had just started nursery school. We were living in Amherst, Massachusetts, one of your listening
right,
areas.
Absolutely.
And they came home one day and they fled from a family friend. Long story short, we go about 3 months, they finally have the language to tell us what happened. And the language tells that they come up with, say, that the reason they fled from this child that they absolutely loved all their three-year-old lives was, they said, but mommy, he's Indian, and Indians are bad, they're bad. And I said, where did you get that? And what it was is that we lived in Amherst, Massachusetts, right down the road from Deerfield at that point. And if you think about it, in Deerfield, Massachusetts, what's its claim to fame? To this day, we talk about the, quote, Deerfield Massacre. Mm. When Native Americans win, we call it a massacre. When Euro-Americans win, we call it settling. You know, we got to think about those kinds of things. So here we are infusing children from three with the kind of toxicity. And frankly, yes, with better materials, what we teach will improve and will change. I took on as my charge to try to create some of those better materials that gave teachers an outlet and gave children something more nurturing.
So we look at the Underground Railroad,
mm-hmm.
and we look at the empowerment, and we look at the of what that story and the inspiration that comes from that story. And as you mentioned, I mean, the audio is amazing because it is done actually in roots.
We literally, the book begins, our family packed up the van and went off in search of adventure. This is the one time that I actually took my twin daughters with me, with the crew and me. And we followed the old routes of the Underground Railroad from the Virginias, from Jamestown, Virginia, which is the first documented landing of Africans enchained in 1619. We followed those routes from the Virginias up to Canada. We made stop. We went over to Oberlin, Ohio. We went the Ohio route. We came through Skaneateles, New York, and we spent a wonderful day with Harriet Tubman's great-grandniece. I mean, to actually be sitting with, and because my daughters were with us on that trip, what they did was, Mrs. Bryant was her name, and she brought out these pictures of herself as a six-year-old little girl at the gravesite of Harriet Tubman. Come March of this next year, March 1913, is the centennial of Harriet Tubman's death. Here we have a woman showing my daughters a picture of herself at the gravesite of Harriet Tubman, and she remembers this grand great aunt that she would sit on her lap and tickle her chin and all of that. My daughters now are touching the hand of a woman who touched the hand of someone enslaved. Things are not that long ago. We also spent time in Connecticut, in Farmington, Connecticut. The house is still there where the Amistad captives stayed when they waited to actually return after winning their Supreme Court victory.
You have a, I want to play a little bit of track, and we're running out of time, so I want to make sure we have time for it. And it is, it's track six. It is at Runagate. So
and
what is that?
It's Runagate. It's a very famous poem, and this is our rendition of it.
And this is included in Underground Railroad Escape to Freedom, which is produced and directed by Janice Adams, our guest this morning on the Roundtable.
Run, run, escape to freedom aboard the Underground Railroad.
Rise and stumbles on from darkness into darkness, and the darkness thicketed with shapes of terror, and the hunters pursuing, and the hounds, pursuing, the night cold, and the night long, and the river to cross, and jack-o'-lanterns beckoning, beckoning, and blackness ahead, and when shall I reach that somewhere morning? Keep on going. And never turn back and keep on going. Renegade.
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 Renegade. Many thousands rise and go. Many thousands crossing over. Oh, mythic north, oh, starship, yonder Bible city. Some go weeping. Some rejoicing. Some in coffins and some in carriages. Some in silks and some in shackles. Rise and go, or fare you well. No, no auction block for me, no more. No more driver's lash for me, no more. No more.
If you see my Pompeii, 30 years of age, new breeches, plain stockings, negro shoes. If you see my Anna, little young mulatto, branded E on the right cheek or on the left, catch them if you can and notify subscriber.
Catch them if you can, but it won't be easy. They'll dart underground when you try to catch them, plunge into quicksand, whirlpools, mazes, turn into scorpions when you try to catch them. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. North Star and Bonanza Gold, I'm bound for the freedom, freedom bound. And oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Renegade, renegade, come ride on my train. Oh, that train, ghost story train. Through swamp and savanna, moving over trestles of dew, through caves of the wish, midnight special on a saber track, moving, first on mercy, and the last, hallelujah, come ride my train. Mean to be free.
That's beautiful.
The actor is Daryl Keith Roach, and the musician is Robert Northern, known as Brother Ah.
I was about to say, do you work with anyone who doesn't have an amazing voice? Really incredible stuff.
Thank you.
So how does that weave into the game and the book? Because that's just stunning. I mean, I love radio. So the fact that you include that as an element to it is really incredible.
My mother had a mantra. My mother was a master teacher. Her mantra was, tell me I learn, teach me, tell me I listen, teach me I learn, involve me I understand. The audio, as you've heard, tells what this is about.
Yeah.
The book gives the background, history, articles, puzzles, information. It now teaches you. The game involves you.
Yeah.
So together you have this entire learning experience.
But kudos for not having a video. Nothing against our video friends. I just love hearing the audio. Because that voice, that would be lost in a video. I mean, that is just so incredible.
Yeah.
Your voice, his voice. I mean, it's just amazing.
He does a great job. And I remember the day we did that and the engineers in the control room were just, they forgot to push the button at the end.
I can understand that. Underground Railroad Escape to Freedom is the name of the book, CD, and board game. You can find out more about Backpacks and Janice Adams by going to her website, which is Janice, it's J-A-N-U-S, JaniceAdams.com, JaniceAdams.com. Janice, I love when you're here. I thank you very, very much for sharing with us this morning. It's ever a delight, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season.
My privilege, and the same to you and your audience.
Thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.